644, 1320 WILS. Well, we know that healthcare is going to be one of the booming areas for jobs in the coming years. But what you may not know is violence towards healthcare workers is an occupational hazard that it's an epidemic proportions. It's something my next guest has been closely studying for years now. Professor Judy Arnetz joins us, Associate Chair for Research at Michigan State University's Department of Family Medicine. Judy, great to have you on WILS.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
We're talking about violence towards healthcare workers. What kinds of violence are they facing nowadays?
It's both physical and it can be verbal, so non-physical. We see everything from lacerations to strains to fractures. And of course, then there's the psychological impact as well of being assaulted by someone that you are caring for.
And what typically happens if an assault like this happens? Do the police get involved? Do hospitals step in? What happens?
That's actually a very good question. In only a very few incidences are the police called in. It is actually an assault, and one of the issues is that healthcare workers tend to feel that this is, in some cases, it's part of what they do. Mm-hmm. If a patient comes into an emergency room and is under the influence of either drugs or alcohol, staff know that the risk of violence is there. Mm-hmm. It's also quite common. So that if they were to report everyone to the police, it just becomes something that just doesn't get done.
Okay. And are patients identified then as being violent? Are they restrained somehow? What happens after that?
Patients are put in restraints only under very special circumstances, and putting someone in restraints is not something that can be done by just anyone. There has to be a physician's order.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a scary environment. I mean, are health workers nervous when they approach these situations?
Well, I think that was part of the reason for our project, was trying to increase awareness and knowledge. I think that's one of the biggest things that we can do is we may not be able to avoid violent behavior entirely in the healthcare sector, but mm-hmm. Increased understanding and awareness of risk factors is an important step forward.
And you looked at ways that potentially even changing policies that could help minimize some of this violence. What kinds of things seem to work?
Our study wasn't really specifically about that, but what we did see in our study was that sometimes very simple changes in policy, for example, one of the intervention units in our study noticed that by studying the data on violence, that incidents were occurring at the same time of day, which was in the evening, and they began to notice that it was when visitors were coming in the evening. And so and it was usually after visiting hours. So they changed their policy. They strictly enforced visiting hours. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the violent events decreased.
Interesting. So the violence occurred after visitors came by. Is there clear why that was happening?
People would come in the evening and officially visiting hours were over, but people were still sort of dropping in and staff weren't enforcing any type of policy. When they did look at the data and see that incidents were occurring at the same time of the day, they realized that perhaps enforcing the policy would help, and it did. Well, it was a very simple solution.
Do we know what percentage of healthcare workers actually get assaulted during their career?
During their career? Well, I would say in our studies, what we see is on average, because of course it can be dependent on the type of unit that you work on average, it's between 60 and 65% of healthcare personnel who at some time in their mm-hmm. career experience a violent event. If you work on a psychiatric unit or an emergency ward, that number can exceed 80 to 85%.
Jeez. Judy Arnatz, professor at Michigan State University, associate chair for research at MSU's Department of Family Medicine, right here on WILS. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.